Hey, what's up? Thanks again for tuning in. I know it's been a while since I did my last episode, and I'm sorry. Things have been a bit hectic lately, as I'm sure you can imagine. But I'm back now. I just want to say thank you to all my listeners for the love and support that I received. I reached 1,200 plays right now, guys, so I'm super stoked. I wouldn't be here without you guys. It may not seem a lot to some people, but to me it's a lot, because honestly, I never thought that I would ever be doing a podcast or ever thought that I would even get this far. It honestly takes a lot for me to put myself out there and share my personal experiences with you guys. And so the fact that you take time out of your busy schedule to listen to me speak truly means a lot to me, and I'm truly humbled and blessed by it all. So thanks, guys. It's a little crazy though, because today I actually received my very first negative feedback, and I'm not gonna lie, guys, like, I literally almost cried, no joke. I was kind of like sad and disappointed and a little bit mad and discouraged. Okay, I mean, I'm human, right? I'm allowed to be sad at times, and so, you know, that was like one of my moments, like, you know. And so I was like a little disappointed and just kind of like taken back by it, because I was like, I just didn't understand. And the thing about it is that this person rated my podcast based on a particular episode, the one where I was talking about my dad and how he passed away. And of course it's gonna be sad, dude. Like, I'm talking about how I lost my dad, you know, and it's never easy talking about losing a loved one. And so, yeah, you know, I went into details about how I lost my dad. And the thing about it is that being a good host, you know, you have to share your stories, you know, and you have to be as transparent and as real as possible, so that your audience can relate with you and understand the message that you're trying to convey. You know, they need to see how far you've come from where you started to where you are now. Otherwise, it's not as effective or as powerful. And so, in that particular episode, you know, if you haven't listened to it, I was basically, honestly, just, you know, aside from me talking about my dad and how he passed, you know, which was actually very personal and very dear to me. I was just talking about it because there was a lot of things that I didn't understand and a lot of things that I didn't control, and so I couldn't control, and so I felt really helpless at the time. But I was talking about it because, well, it turned 2 years. It was his anniversary of his death, and so that's how I felt for the moment. And then also I was talking about it because, you know, that's one of the topics that not everybody wants to talk about. You know, it's uncomfortable and it's so sad, you know, but I felt it was really important to talk to you guys about it, because I'm sure there's a lot of people that can relate to me, you know, and how it feels about moving forward after losing a loved one. And so that's why I did it, you know. And and so she was like, you know, she rated my podcast like 2-star review, like a 2-star review, and was like, it was sad and it made me depressed. And I was just like, wow, you know, first of all, that's not my intention. You know, I never want anybody to feel that way, you know. And so, like, it really kind of like broke my heart, honestly, and I was taken back by it. You know, I just feel like really like discouraged for the moment and sad and down about it for the moment, because it happens, you know, I'm human, right? And and so, yeah, you know, like, I was a little upset about it. And I try not to think about it all day. You know, I didn't want it to ruin my day, right? Because I was spending time with my kids. And so I just feel like if that person, like, actually gave me a chance and, like, listened to my other episodes, you know, the one that's, like, more uplifting and more inspiring and more upbeat, I think that maybe she would have changed her mind and she would actually like my podcast, you know, and maybe not give me that negative review. You know, growing up, I was always taught, like, if you don't have anything nice to say, then don't say anything, you know? And so I don't know what's up with this person, you know, like, what's her deal or whatever. You know, we can't answer for everybody. I don't know what goes on in a person's mind, but the thing about it is that we can't control everybody, okay? We're not always going to please everybody, you know, and maybe my show wasn't that person's cup of tea, you know, as she explained, by the way. But I also know that she also didn't take the time to actually give me a chance and listen to the rest. So I don't really know what's her deal, but it's okay. You're always going to come across people like that, you know, critics, you know, negative Nancys and Debbie Downers. It's just the way life is. You're going to come across those people that are going to make you feel like you're just not good enough. And they're going to make you feel discouraged. Like, you know, you just don't want to keep trying because what's the point, right? And so growing up, you know, I felt like that for the most part. I felt like I was always second best when it came to my sister because she was always the smart one. Okay, she was known to be the smart sister. And you know, I honestly always felt like, what the fuck? You know, excuse my French, but like, what the fuck? So what am I, like the dumb sister? You know, and you know, honestly, it's okay because you read so much books and she really... you know, she really like focused on her studies and she worked really hard to get where she is now. And she's a teacher, you know, so I'm super proud of her. You know, and just like many of you guys, I'm sure you fucked around just like me in school, you know. I'm pretty sure you procrastinated a lot. You know, it's not like I got bad grades. You know, I did get good grades whenever I did actually apply myself. And I really did actually work hard. I was surprised myself, you know, even in college, I would surprise myself. Like I, you know, if there was something that I liked, if there was a subject that I was really into, then I would really work hard at it. And I would put, you know, I would really put so much time and effort into it. And I would study hard and, yeah, and I would stay up all night and study hard and practice or whatever. And I would get better grades. You know, and I will do really good in school and I'll be so surprised and I'll be like, wow, I really am smart, you know, but there were times where my sister made me feel like shit, you know, and she would actually put me down and actually make me feel like, you know, she would say like, wow, you know that word or like, wow, you know, so of course I felt like that for so long. And then when I was actually doing really good, because I started college first, I was doing good. I started college before her, even though she was older than me. My dad would tell me like, quit your job and quit school and focus on your daughter. And so I always felt discouraged, you know, and with my sister, she has a supportive husband who was always there, you know, allowed her to go to school while he would watch the kids. And so she was able to study and focus and everything in her studies. And so she was able to complete it, you know, and get her associate's degree. But I started first. I started with my associate's degree. And then I decided to transfer over when I moved back to Washington. I wanted to change it up and do my bachelor's degree in business administration at RGC University. And then after the school closed down, I decided to transfer my credits to Penn Foster College. And so I'm currently pursuing my business administration, my bachelor's degree in business administration. And so me and my husband, we actually got our credentials in Trades Academy here in Guam. And so, you know, it's really exciting. We are entry level one craft laborers, you know. And so if I wanted to like become like a safety inspector or whatever, I would just have to take the course and complete it. And then, you know, I could probably make a lot of money from it. So I'm still trying to figure out what it is that I want to do. You know, I do know I want to get into business. That's definitely what I'm going to do. I'm just about done, you know, completing my bachelor's degree in business. And so I'm truly, you know, like I'm really excited about that. But with everything going on, I just think, you know, it's time to just put everything on hold for now. I'm glad that I have a supportive husband that allows me to, you know, do it on my own time, you know, and encourages me, you know, to do it when I'm ready, you know, and doesn't pressure me into doing it right now and getting it done, you know, because I'm just about done, honestly. You know, and I'm glad that my sister never had to, like, you know, experience having to deal with PTSD or or depression or anxiety disorder, but, you know, and I'm glad she never had to, you know, so she can't possibly understand what I'm going through or how it feels to be in my shoes. So, you know, so I'm glad, you know, I'm honestly proud that she's come this far because she really did work hard for it. But, you know, I also know, too, that, you know, eventually when the time is ready, then I will finally complete, you know, what I've worked so hard for. You know, and it's all about timing, you know. And I think that anybody and everybody actually has potential, you know. I think that anybody can tap into that potential at any time, you know, if you just work really hard and study. And, you know, it takes a lot of time and hard work and dedication and applying yourself. I think that anybody can and will be where they want to be. You know, if you have a passion, I think it's important for you to work hard towards it. You know, and so don't let anybody discourage you and tell you that you're not good enough and that you're never going to amount to anything, because that's just not the case. You know, don't allow anybody to influence your thoughts. You know, because I promise you, if you do, then you won't be able to live your best life, and it's going to hold you back from being great, being something great. And I promise you, you're so much more. You know, take it from me, you know, somebody that always allowed people to influence me and dictate my life and make me feel like I just wasn't good enough. For a long time, I was scared of failing. And so for a long time, I just didn't want to try because, like, what's the point? I'm just going to fail, you know? And so I felt helpless and I felt weak, but I'm not, you know, I don't feel that way anymore. I don't allow people to faze me, and I don't allow anybody to break me down, you know, or break my spirit and bring me down. And so all I can say is just focus on your passion, whether it's art or music, you know, or whatever it is, your talents. Only you know what you want to do. You know, it's just a matter of you applying yourself and putting a lot of time and hard work and effort and dedication into it. And so, you know, honestly, with everything going on, you know, I think everything is on hold right now, though, with the government shutting down and the schools and everything. But, you know, honestly, take it as a blessing in disguise, because this is a time for you right now to focus on the people you care about. You know, reach out to them, check on them, see how they're doing, you know, whether it's phone call or video chat maybe, you know. And if you have your family, you know, with you, whatever, in quarantine, then, you know, spend time with them and embrace them and love them and do things that you're not used to doing, you know. Try doing different things with them, like playing new games with them. You know, I know the kids right now are probably getting a little anxious and antsy, you know, and some people too, because they're not used to being cooped up like me. But, you know, just try something different and just think positive and just have fun with it, you know, and don't let anybody make you feel discouraged. And that's all I have to say, guys. Just stay safe. You know, I know it's kind of scary. It's actually kind of scary for me too, thinking about my husband going out there, because even though we have to practice social distancing and we have to be in self-quarantine, my husband actually has to work. He goes out there and he's exposed to the virus because he's a driver, and so he delivers like lumber and like other construction materials to like the customers and stuff. And so even though he takes like precautionary measures, like I'm still afraid that when he comes home, like we can catch the virus and stuff. And honestly, like my immune system is not so great. And so it's kind of scary, but so yeah, you know, guys, just stay safe. And just take precautionary measures and sanitize as much as possible. And don't let anybody bring you down. You know, I know it's kind of stressful and it's a little overwhelming right now having to stay home cooped up or whatever, but just spend time with your family as much as possible and just have fun with it. And that's all I pretty much had to say. You guys have a great night, and take care. Be safe. Bye now.